I want you to know that intuition is an element, is a pretty important element of my life purpose sentence. And so I followed my intuition to create Instead of Us. And I'm here to invite you on a journey all together for an hour. A journey that I don't know where it will lead us. So if you feel like leading on this journey with me, I encourage you to sit comfortably and enjoy every moment of this hour. Well, I did a bit of research. And the word intuition, I found out that the word intuition comes from the Latin verb intuere, and translated as consider or look carefully, look towards, observe. Psychologists define intuition as an immediate understanding, knowledge, or awareness derived neither from perception nor from reasoning. And if you look at Wikipedia, Wikipedia says that intuition is the ability to acquire knowledge without proof, evidence, or conscious reasoning, or without understanding how the knowledge was acquired. But when I began to work to prepare this teleclass, I asked myself, but can intuition be explained? Can we reason about intuition? And actually, my intuition answered with something that felt like a question. Can intuition be reduced to intellect? Can we reduce it to intellect? So I came to the conclusion that intellect can feel intuition, but it cannot explain intuition. Intuition is a totally different realm of happening that is not related to the intellect at all. It is a higher reality, and a higher reality can penetrate a lower reality, but a lower reality cannot penetrate the higher. So in a way, intuition is knowing beyond logic. Well, we are always in touch with our inner source. So what if it would be, what if it would be normal to immediately know all you want to know? I want to ask all of you a question. Have you ever had the experience of knowing a situation just doesn't feel right? You want to share what happened? Does anybody want to share what happened?
I went to visit Belfast one time. And I walked into a hotel, and I felt very, very uncomfortable in the hotel. Mm-hmm. And it was only later that I had learned that that hotel had been bombed several times during the by the IRA over years, you know, years of violence in Belfast. And I guess I was picking up the feeling of what had happened in that hotel several times. So that was intuition at work, I believe.
Thank you, John. Anybody else who ever had an experience of knowing that a situation just didn't feel right?
I had something recently, actually. I was helping move someone from one apartment to the other, and I expected him to be on his own, but he had two other people mm-hmm. who I hadn't ever spoken to, who I had no knowledge of, and I was very uncomfortable around them. I just had this sense that maybe, you know, they might do something to me, or, you know, and it was quite dark. I was on my own, you know, loading and offloading things into a van. So I was very unsure about, you know, the situation. But I don't know why, but something made me, you know, they started asking me questions about my spirituality. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was my presence. And I think after that conversation, they felt, I don't know, just there was just a sense of relaxation. I just felt a lot more relaxed because we had that talk. So I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you, Farouk. Thank you. So here is another question that I want to share with you. What is not intuition for you?
This is Sarit. I think for me, what's not intuition is our cognitive mind. So when we step into wanting to rationalize and make sense of something, which I was just stepping into when the question about intuition was asked. So I was thinking of examples, and then I started analyzing, was it, wasn't, not. And that's not intuition. And it's also, I believe, feelings around which doesn't happen in the moment. So it's almost a delayed response to something, because intuition is in the moment, in full presence, being grounded and connected.
Thank you, Sarit.
Another perspective will be to justify what you want, a path of action you want to take because of intuition. So not being connected to really feel it, but just justifying something with it.
Thank you, Adriana.
May I?
Sure. There is.
So I'm going to bring it to coaching. When I was doing a life purpose with someone, the word connect came up a few times, and I had a strong intuition that word would be in the purpose. The person didn't pick that word, and I was surprised. 2 weeks later, when the client came back, she said something was missing from my purpose. Is it okay if I put a word in? I said, of course, what word? She said, connection. So there are times when I have intuition in doing coaching, but I can't speak it as the truth because who knows what the truth is, but I have a sense. On the other hand, I know very well when my head gives me information only, and that is not intuition for me, when I feel like it's an intellectual thing and not a whole body thing.
Thank you, Kenny.
Can I ask a question?
Gina, sure.
Yes. About what Terry was saying, how can we know the difference between when it's intuition and when it's just your brain at work?
If I can say that, when we will go through this teleclass, we will have something to share about Gina's question.
Okay.
And Terry, just if you want to add something, feel free to do that. Before.
Thank you.
Okay, so from what we share, we just shared, it is not possible to fully understand intuition in a rational way. We can put it this way. It is necessary to experience it in one's life in order to benefit from it. You have to experience it. You have to feel it somehow. And intuition, it is in the moment, Soret said, it's not rational, it's not about rationality. It's not reserved, I would add, it's not reserved for a selected few, because we all can access our inner source. And it is not the ability to generate prophecies or means to avoid bad events or economic losses. It is not something distinct from life. You actually use it every day, but probably you do not even know how. So my question now for you is, what is your definition of intuition?
I have something that just sprung to mind, if I may share.
Sure.
I've got a feeling it has something to do with how we exercise our free will when we make decisions in life, and the source of where that comes from within us. I've got a feeling that has something to do with free will, so whether it's something good or bad, we would have that feeling. At that presence and that moment, we would know that, okay, well, if this is something bad for me, I shouldn't do it. And if it's something good for me and it's going to benefit me, then I should do it. And like you said, going back to it, the more you feed that, you will benefit from it. And the more you will develop as a person. That would be my definition.
Thank you, Farouk.
You're welcome.
I'll give it a go. Noticing when divine intelligence is speaking through you.
Thank you, Soret. Anybody else? Paolo?
Yes, my definition is intuition is when we are aware of anything, and this come without words. When come with words is mind, is cognitive, if you want.
Thank you, Paolo.
But my intuition comes in words. It's capital letters when it's intuition. It's small letters when it's my brain, head, my head brain.
Okay.
For me, it's a conviction that comes, that I feel like in my chest, and I cannot explain. I don't have any data to justify why I am feeling that. It's just something that says this way, and it comes. I feel it.
Yeah.
Trusting your gut.
Yeah.
For me, some inner message that comes in gibberish, something that I really don't understand, but I know there is something there that I should pay attention and look for the meaning.
Thanks.
Coming events cast their shadow.
Yeah, wow.
For me, is an insight that enlightens what I have to do in that moment.
Thank you, Elena. Well. I have put together several, not definition, but several ideas that came to me. As I said, I'm working on my intuition because it is my part of my life purpose. So for me, intuition is the ability to use data provided by energy to take decisions in the moment. And it is an innate gift of the soul. We all have intuition. It comes from the soul. It is a message that is sincere, true. It is calm. And it can generate calm instead of chaos. I believe that we could call the intuitive process direct knowledge. I want to share with you this, this slide. Intuition can bridge the gap between our self on earth and our divine eternal self. So somebody was saying, noticing when the divine is speaking through you. And the intuitive process is a function of the mind which is solidly linked to the body. You must include the body in learning to use intuition. Because intuition is actually present in our everyday life, and it provides us with information when we need it. And intuition uses all the means available to reach us. And it overcomes, as somebody of you, someone said, intuition can overcome time and space limitations. It's in the moment, but it can overcome time and space limitation. The intuitive process is a way of life. It is a way to align with what is truly real. And we can say that thanks to intuition, human beings reaches the divine. So my next question is, how do you access intuition?
So I was going to speak this earlier, but it fit here as well, that it was over 20 years ago, I wrote a little paper on the difference between intuition, meditation, and prayer. And it was that prayer is often asking. Meditation is you're quieting and emptying your mind. And the intuition then is the knowing, is the guidance that you can hear. So the listening, it's like, I believe, you know, a receptivity, a paying attention is necessary to hear that intuition or to see it or however it comes for your knowing, but it's that sense of inner knowing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sherry. It's like, intuition, it's like accepting the knowing, from what I understand.
Prayer probably can be more than one thing, but at the time I was thinking, in prayer you're often asking, you know, and so you're putting your energy out, yeah. And the meditation you're stilling, and then the intuition you're receiving.
Thank you. I put the question again, how do you access your intuition? How intuition reaches you?
I would say for me, through your gut, trusting your gut. Because that, I mean, although people say, you know, it might not be a powerful thing, I think we underestimate our gut feeling. I would access it that way. And it develops through time.
Thanks.
I think for me, it's more recognizing the higher vibration of what's inside of me.
Thank you.
For me, it's when I am connected. I need to be connected in order to access my intuition.
Thanks.
like intuition is always there, and really it's just a matter of paying attention to it. The hearing, like Sharon said, beyond hearing, because you can hear things and not pay attention.
And to tag on to Kathy, for me, if I really want to access it, it would serve me, let's say in coaching, I don't know the next question to ask, I have a practice of putting my hand on my heart. Some people, it is the gut, yes. For me, it's my heart. And I've done it so much in the last 15 years that my hand is like, my body's like a suction cup, and I have to rip my hand off. But something comes. It's a beautiful thing. That was a tool that supported me.
Thank you, Carol. Well, yes, we are going in the same direction. Actually, to summarize what you all said, while it is our power to consciously generate our thoughts with intuition, we can only let it happen. We can receive it. So, while you were waiting for an answer, it's good to keep in mind that the universe has a unique, unexpected way or ways to let the answer come to you. So it is not important as intuitive perception reaches us, we can learn to recognize it through different channels. We need to remember that intuition can't flourish in busy or noisy environments. And especially all intuitions start with a physical vibration, as you all said, no matter if it comes from an event in the external world or from an inspiration of the higher self. We need to recognize, we need to learn how to recognize the signals from our body as soon as possible, even the smallest perception. So this is a parallel, this is a relation to coaching. We need to coach ourselves to perceive intuition, to recognize intuition. We need to practice and coach ourselves. We can ask our body what is more appealing and important in this very moment. And we need to make an agreement with our body. We need to commit to humbly follow its messages without questioning. So we start here to notice links and similarity with the competencies with coaching, because we need to make an agreement with our body. And the more solid, the more clear the agreement is, the more we can commit, make a commitment to follow the messages from our body. So what are for you the benefits to tune into your intuition and be able to use it?
Christina, can you please repeat that question? Sure. What are for you the benefits to tune into your intuition, to connect with your intuition and being able to use it?
I would think it's letting your heart speak or being able to listen to your heart.
Thank you, Gina.
For me, it allows me to tap into a bigger knowing that's not connected to the ego or really to myself. It's a bigger knowing where I'm connecting to the energy of the client and to anyone else who is in the room. And it's just, it's pure. I love it.
Thank you.
Yes, that's the same I feel. I think I can connect to a greater wisdom. Just we talk about spirit, that spirit that it's not the present one, the past one, and the future one. And what I feel is that I connect with that wisdom when I use intuition.
it's for me, it leads me to a deeper sense of purpose, a deeper sense of fulfillment. Because whenever I follow my intuition, it's always the path that I need to take. It's not always the best, or it's always the best. It's not always the easiest path to take, but it's always the one that's needed to be taken.
Yeah. I will add that it's a leap of faith to a leap of faith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that when you're getting that sense of rightness that comes with using your intuition, it helps you live purposely. It's you're staying on purpose. For me, it feels very aligned. When I'm in intuition, it's like, oh, it feels right. It's good information. It's important, and it's on purpose.
I agree with that as well. I think that for me, it helps me to recognize opportunities, but it also helps me to recognize a feeling of safety within myself and my surroundings. So I don't know, the fight or flight sort of phrase comes to mind. You get that feeling, your intuition like builds up and sort of explodes. But I mostly use it for recognizing opportunities for growth and recognizing my own passions.
Thank you.
For me,
you're welcome to go.
Yep.
Paola?
Yes. For me, it's all about trusting. Trusting my client and trust myself. Because when I trust my intuition, I really coach from my soul. And I forget all about techniques and methodologies. And that's what inside it comes out. It's all about trust for me.
Thank you, darling.
Yes, I think for me it's on a personal level, it brings contentment and complete connection through knowing that it's okay just to be in flow, but it also helps me to become very familiar with the different messages, so it helps me to grow in the knowing of what the messages are. And then for the coaching client, to know it's what the client needs and not what I think the client needs, and allow for that to unfold.
Thank you, Sarit.
I want to add on to what Sarit said. When I'm in the flow, I serve my client best, and I recognize that what comes out of my mouth as a question or an observation is not what I was thinking, which was, how can I do this right, or use my tips or tricks or whatever of coaching. No, and it always is the right question that serves in that moment, always, when I receive it and allow it, recognize it, observe it.
Thank you all for your contribution. Yes, through intuition, we understood that we overcome the limits of our rationality. We can access a much wider perceptual field, a wider knowledge. And when we observe the world from an intuitive point of view, it's kind of like the question and the answer always coexist, and they show up at the same time together. So from my experience, intuition is a jump. It is a leap. It is like a jump from nothing to being. So I also asked myself, what is the relation between instinct and intuition? And I'm going to share with you this. I understood that instinct is when the body functions spontaneously. It's like all the essential function of your body are in the hands of instincts. Intuition is when the soul functions spontaneously. It is the function of your heart. Between the two is the mind, the expert, which never functions spontaneously. So instinct is a deeper, is deeper and lower than intellect. And intuition is higher than intellect. Intuition is completely always ready. It's always there for us. It does not grow. It is our consciousness. It is our being. Intellect is our mind, and instinct is our body. How does that sound?
Christina, could you put that slide back up again?
I can. Intellect is just between these two. It's between intuition and instinct. It's a passage to be passed, a bridge to be crossed. Like intellect is not going to be our home. It is an instrument. It is used to pass from instinct to intuition.
Could I have a question?
Sure.
If I may, would you say that you mentioned, you know, like we're accessing data simultaneously, you know, our brains work so fast. So in that sense, we're working between heart intelligence, our gut, our brains, we're accessing that data so quickly that we would use our intuition in that sense. And as we develop, am I right in saying that the intellect is the end result of that? Because, you know, like we ask our clients sometimes, if you're, you know, if you're here, that's where you are now, where would you like to be, you know? So it's just given us that kind of appreciation of where the client is, tapping into their minds, you know, being curious, asking the right questions to get to that end result, which is the intellect. Just a thought.
Yes, thank you, Farouk. I'm actually sharing with you what my process of learning about my intuition is. So I don't really have an answer, but I can say that intuition is something that comes from vibrations, and it comes from your body. It comes from something that I feel in my body, and that I need to tune into that and process what my body is telling me through my intellect. So intellect is a passage, it has to be passed like a bridge to be crossed in order to pass from instinct to intuition, or to intuition, to access intuition from instinct, but to use a language through intellect.
I can give an example that might help that. It just came up for me. And it's, at one point I was having a physical health issue, and I was having like GI problems, and we couldn't fix it. Kept having these problems. And I went, I had an intuition, I guess, to go to a spiritual type retreat. It was a Sufi thing. And I was there for a couple days. And during that time, it was a very high vibration. So you said higher and lower. I think it's not so much like that one is better than the other, but it's a higher frequency. Yeah. So I was in a very high frequency environment, and my intuition and things started kicking in. And I had two dreams. There was there two nights, and I had two very powerful dreams. And in the dreams, I was cleaning out a basement. And the words came to me, oh my God, this is such a mess. You need professional help. So I then went home and started thinking, I need some professional help with this issue. And yeah. immediately found an Ayurvedic practitioner that was in alignment with this retreat I had gone to. And within 2 months, she had cleared the whole thing up for me. So, and that was like, I needed the intellect, actually. She gave me practices and yeah. think new that my mind, you know, that I needed to understand and I needed to take action about. Yeah. But the intuition was, and I felt, it felt so right to go in that direction. So that was kind of a combination of the body and the mind and, you know, then some very practical steps. It all kind of plays together.
Thank you. Yeah, it's like the divine plan develops by following our intuition. It's like living in the fourth dimension. And I also found out that compassion produces more intense and more effective levels of intuition, compassion towards ourselves, towards others. And to practice my intuition, I told to myself, I usually tell to myself, be intuitive today, be intuitive now. I can train myself to tune into the others from a distance. That's another way for me to train or to coach my intuition, or to talk, to have a dialogue with my shadow. John, you talked about the shadow before. Ask her which information she can access. What does she want from you? Because this helps to develop your intuition. So let's see how coaching and intuition are related, how the coaching competencies, skills can enhance your intuition.
Christina?
Yes?
Being present, of course, in presence, in that dance, in the moment, activates our ability to receive that wisdom. For me, it's the receipt.
Yes, somebody before talked about presence. Presence helps us to recognize the signals also of our body and to tune in with the signals that come from the client.
I guess for me, it's two things that kind of spring into mind, which are the active listening. So, you know, you're looking at, you're exploring the client's emotions, behaviors, their tone of voice. And then with that, the curiosity comes in. It's the powerful questioning, you know, tapping into the mind, seeing how, what comes out as a result.
Yeah. Thank you for OKs. In order to be able to recognize intuition, we must learn to listen to it. We must learn to listen and to listen to our heart. What else?
I don't think we can forget establishing trust and intimacy. Trust was mentioned a few times already. And the intimacy is the intimacy with myself.
Yeah. Thank you, Terry. Yeah. In order to promote trust and intimacy, we need to follow our intuition. Also in order to know what to do at the right time in the right way. And very true, we need to have intimacy and to promote intimacy with ourselves. Any other ideas? or intuitions.
It just occurred to me that it helps planning and setting goals, which might be quite different than what we normally do. Just if we were following only the logic and the reason, so to speak, of only one process of being.
Yeah, create an agreement with the body and the mind together also, and be able to pay attention also to the messages during the session. So creating an agreement and setting goals.
And creating awareness.
And creating awareness.
It's all about it can be all about intuition.
Yeah.
And the point that you mentioned about setting an intention, that can come into, it's like when a client is thinking of what intention to set, they're usually tapping into an intuitive awareness, I think, of what's going to be, connect to their well-being, connect to their purpose.
I would add that we also must learn to lower the level of judgment in order to access the domain of information from intuition. And we need to suspend the judgment when we lower the volume of thoughts. Also, when we're not attached to our thoughts, we relate in an authentic way with the person, and intuition can find its space, and the intuitive information that reaches the mind remains pure, they remain clear. And also, I would add that intuition requires training and practice, like competency need practice. So we need to practice to be aware how to use intuition. And again, another similarity with coaching is that it is difficult that intuition manifests if you do not allow a positive attitude. And it's also the acceptance of what comes to you, because the unified field will give you everything you need. Live in the present moment, and this is also related to accept the client's agenda.
I wish to add, Mim has put in the chat that we need courage to listen to it.
So, thank you. Yes.
When I was a little girl, I was told that if I didn't act on my intuition, I wouldn't have it anymore.
That's very true. You need to practice, otherwise it disappears. We don't know how to use it anymore. Yeah. So integrating intuition in our daily life is very much important, and it means bringing awareness, like somebody of you were saying before, awareness practices, and expand our being by incorporating everything else rather than being, you know, like engulfed by the world around us. And I would add about the responsibility in coaching. Relying on intuition, it is just like making a leap beyond the fear of the unknown, so having courage, and so exercising our responsibility and allowing the client to exercise the responsibility, which is a competence in coaching. And time flies. There's so much to share about intuition. So one last question before we say goodbye. How willing are you to listen to the truth, whether it comes from inside or outside?
Ask your question again, please. It didn't come through.
How willing are you to listen to the truth of your intuition, whether it comes from inside or from outside?
That's really timely, because I was thinking in terms of what we were just talking about, that it's important to trust what I'm getting as well. I go back to Terry's example of that word coming back up about connection, and it continued to come back. And so there's truth in that, and trusting what you're hearing, even if we don't act on it, but just to trust that there's information here that we can just take in.
Can I ask you a question, Christina?
Paola, yes, please.
if you had to share something about how to learn more about your intuition and how to develop it, what would you say?
I found the thing about compassion and the thing about connecting to the others from a distance, it worked a lot. And especially when I'm in the coaching conversation, I try to connect physically from a different point of view. And I practice silence. I try to keep silence as much as I can. And I'm very fond of my shadow work and having a dialogue, yes, with my shadow, and ask which information are there for me. It's precious for me, but this is my experience. And acting immediately according to what I feel. If I feel something, it took me years, but I do not postpone it. I act accordingly to what I feel, what my body is telling me. There's always a word that comes up. There's always an image, always the feeling has some shape somehow. And I do not wait. I follow it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paolo.
Could I add, I would say something easy that you could probably try is to just create an affirmation to, I guess, grow in that area, such as, I am an intuitive coach, or I am an intuitive being, and say that to yourself daily.
Oh, yes. Well, do you use that, Brandon? You use that kind of affirmation.
And I just want to add for Paola to probably sit with the question and see what comes up for you.
Yes. Thank you, Sarah. Well, thank you, everybody, because it has been wonderful to share all these things with you and all my everything that I found out about intuition, and thank you for your contribution and to connect.
Thank you, Christina. Great topic. Great presentation.
An hour is not really enough, so to develop this topic.
Thank you, Christina.
Thank you, Christina.
Thank you, Christina.
Thank you so much, Christina.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Christina. And next month, we will have Sharon Hardy. Wave your hand. Sharon Hardy and myself doing the teleclass called Evolutionary Consciousness.
Wow.
Yeah. Come with us. It'll be December 17th. And we'll see if we can possibly follow the amazing thing we did now on intuition with Christina. So thank you, everybody. See you in a couple of weeks again.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Terry.